Once upon a time, all food was natural and organic. The water was pure, and the only things humans ate were fresh. Now, those people, healthy-sounding people, don't they? They all died out, though, tens of thousands of years ago. Cave people are gone, but their alleged cuisine is back. The paleo diet is attracting a lot of attention among dieters. Something about getting back to nature, ditching food additives and the like. Marlene Zook is an evolutionary biologist right here at the University of Minnesota. She says the science of the paleo diet may be wrong. Zook is the author of the new book, Paleo Fantasy, What Evolution Really Tells Us About Sex, Diet, and How We Live. Marlene, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So you're pretty down on this paleo diet. Is it the reason the cave people died out tens of thousands of years ago?
Like the dinosaurs being killed by asteroids. No, that's really not what I'm suggesting. And it's not so much that I'm down on the paleo diet as that I think people need to have a more subtle and kind of richer understanding of the way evolution really affects us. It's not like human beings evolved to be perfectly in harmony with their environment at some distant point in the past, and now we've sort of fallen from grace. Instead, evolution affects us all the time in lots of ways, and some things about us have changed quickly and some things about us have changed slowly, which means that trying to go back to some period in the past when everything worked really well that doesn't work well now is kind of futile.
Well, here's a listener from Atlanta, Georgia, who says, I've been following the paleo plan for 6 months. It's the first time in my adult life I've been able to lose weight and keep it off with little to no effort. Following the paleo plan, all your cravings for junk food go away. Is that purely anecdotal?
Well, I mean, it obviously is anecdotal, but sure, and you know, more power to them. I find myself having to keep saying that I didn't write a diet book, and there's really only one chapter in the book that's about what people are supposed to, you know, what people eat and, you know, how they think about people eat. But again, I think that it makes more sense to say, well, what's going to be a healthy way to eat? Some of which may have to do with some pretty basic principles like avoiding a lot of calorie-rich and nutrient-poor foods, which doesn't necessarily say anything about a paleo way of life or not.
Is that to say that it's really impossible to simulate the diet of 100,000 years ago?
Well, that's a separate issue, and it really is impossible to do that. Whether you should strive to emulate it in one way or another is a different question. But yeah, first of all, what period exactly are we talking about? I mean, you said 100,000 years ago. Some people say, oh, it just has to be before agriculture. But think about it. Human beings and our ancestors were eating lots of different things in different parts of the world and at different times. And if you compare the diets, for example, of modern foraging peoples or contemporary foraging peoples today, they're eating a wildly different proportion of, say, meats versus nuts and seeds versus grains. I mean, it's absolutely true that none of them are living on, you know, cheese puffs and Coke. So that's pretty much a given, that that's probably not a very healthful way to pursue a diet. But the idea that you can emulate our ancestors is a little bit dubious.
Well, listen to our listener, Katie, here.
I've got several friends who were doing the paleo diet, and they're just having tremendous luck with that, not only health-wise, but weight loss and fitness, and they say they just feel so much better.
The feeling piece of this, can that be explained by what's in the paleo sort of set of food choices?
Absolutely, because if you eat a more healthful diet, then of course you're going to feel better and it's going to have lots of effects on your health. The question is whether doing it because it's paleo makes the difference or whether it's just a matter of doing something that's good for your health. And I think we need to remember that human beings have continued to evolve.
All right, and we're continuing to evolve away from this segment. Marlene Zook, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Marlene Zook is an evolutionary biologist at the University of Minnesota, author of Paleo Fantasy, What Evolution Really Teaches Us About Sex, Diet, and How We Live.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.